Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Experience, show number 331. And today we're going to be talking about a focus word for 2019 and what happened to me over the holiday season. Well, hello, hello, and happy new year 2019. And I know what you're probably saying. Wow, you waited a little bit, almost 3 weeks into the new year to come back on. So why is that? Well, I've got a lot to share with you on today's show. So I hope you're ready to take notes. We're going to talk about a focus word and the reason for the focus word. I'm going to share some of my experiences with my word last year, share what mine is with you this year, which if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you've heard me talk about it a little bit, but we're going to dive in deep and I'm going to share with you kind of what happened to me over the holiday season, because I kind of disappeared. You may have noticed if you've listened to the show for a while. Okay, so quickly, last year, my focus word was systemize. And the reason I chose that word is because I had a great year in 2017. I had just relocated to Scottsdale. I was really focused on building my personal brand, building Street Smart Wealth as a brand, building my social media backstage pass, and developing the shell, if you will, that would fill in ultimately Street Smart Wealth Academy and Street Smart Wealth Society. Brand new to Scottsdale and Phoenix, Phoenix being the fifth or sixth largest city in the country, and I lived here before. So I knew I had a lot of opportunity to get myself out there. And so I really wanted to hit the ground running, so to speak. So I did a ton of networking in 2017, follow-up workshops, got out in front of real estate agents, got out in front of direct sales and network marketing, joined a number of networking groups, and just really used that path as well as social media to get the word out there. And in the process of systemizing, well, so that was 2017. When 2018 came along and when I did my year-end review at the end of 2017, I looked back over the year and I thought, man, I was really chasing my tail. I was seriously chasing my tail. I built a lot of strong relationships, did a lot of good follow-up, but I realized that I really needed to stop and kind of break down my business, each component of it, and create systems so that I know what I'm doing every step of the way. I am very intentional then with my programs and the content that I put out there. I am very intentional with the marketing that I do, and I'm very intentional with the follow-up. So that's really what I worked on. And quite frankly, it's still an ongoing process. I would love to tell you that it's done, but it's not. But in the process of doing this, the word that kept jumping out at me, and it's not a word that's anything new, so it's not gonna, you're not gonna be like, oh my gosh, why hadn't I thought of that? The word that really kept showing up for me was consistency. Consistency. And it really started with my goal in May, the plan that I set in May of 2018 to commit to an average of 10,000 steps daily. 10,000 steps daily. I came up with that number for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is Malcolm Gladwell's Outliers book or the theory of 10,000, that it really takes 10,000 anything to mastery, 10,000 hours committed toward a craft or a business or a career or a skill set. 10,000 hours is kind of the magic number. And so I decided for myself, if I could commit to a daily average of 10,000 steps a day, what might that look like? What might show up for me in my health, my wellness, certainly my fitness, my physical body, the way it looks and feels, and different things like that. And it created something quite amazing. It created a consistency chain, which we'll come back to that in a future episode. We'll talk about the consistency chain. But it really created a domino effect and a chain reaction in terms of the steps that I was taking as I go out walking. If I'm not walking with a neighbor or someone, you know, if I'm not walking with anybody, then I'm listening to podcasts or I'm listening to training. At the same time, in 2018, I got very committed shortly after, probably midsummer, to Brendon Burchard and really following along with the teachings that he has, because I'd been following him since 2012, have bought a number of his books and bought his Total Product Blueprint and Experts Academy online programs in April. I'd like to tell you I got busy on them right away, but I didn't. I didn't probably even crack them open until about July, and it was like the whole world opened up for me. So it really, the 10,000 steps got me in the mode of really listening and learning and training. It got me laser focused on the one person who I was going to follow to get my programs and the content and what I'm truly offering in my business really aligned and out there and working for me. It also got me thinking more intentionally about my eating. I've been largely a clean eater most of my life, but about the time I started doing that, I was listening to other podcasts on paleo and keto and intermittent fasting and bulletproof coffee. Well, what I found is I would go out on my 10,000 step walk. I would come home, I would make bulletproof coffee, and that kind of threw me into an intermittent fasting process and a good eating habit, to where I was doing the bulletproof coffee, getting healthy fats into my body, and then eating lunch and dinner and being very intentional with lean proteins and mostly vegetables. That's really what my diet largely consists of. I'm gluten-free and I do very few grains. Occasionally I'll have a little bit of rice. Occasionally I'll have some beans. And occasionally I'll have quinoa. And occasionally I will have pasta that's not gluten-free. But it's really set me up for success to be intentional and ask myself, is this what I want to be fueling my body with since I'm out there being physical with it? It also got me really intentional with my weight workouts again, really being intentional, making sure that 3 to 5 days a week, I am doing some form of weight workout to get my body toned again, to not lose muscle mass, to really take care of it, and to have exactly what it is I'm looking for in the realm of fitness. It got me very intentional with my marriage, very intentional with having fun, very intentional with the different things, and very consistent with those different areas of my life that I am focused on. And through that, it helped me learn to set boundaries, important boundaries. I don't like to use the word balance, but I'm going to tell you, I had gotten really out of balance with my personal life and my business life. I had really turned into a workaholic. And I don't apologize for that on one regard, because I'm passionate about business and I would much rather listen to business books and podcasts than deal with fiction or even watch TV and those type things. So I don't apologize for that. And that can make me look like more of a workaholic perhaps than I am, because I use some of my, what would maybe be personal and fun time to some people might be considered business time for me, because I'm investing that time into growing myself in a more business or personal development oriented way. Which kind of leads me to how I vaporized from the 14th of December until about the 7th of January and what happened. If you had followed me at all, listened to the podcast prior to this, leading up to the holidays, leading up to Thanksgiving, if you're part of my Street Smart Wealth School group over on Facebook, you can just go to streetsmartwealthschool.com. It'll take you in there, request to join. It's free. But I had been really talking about staying consistent during the holidays, to not let your business fall by the wayside just because it was the holiday season. And I was very committed to that and doing a great job with it until December 14th. Well, December 14th, I left early in the morning and flew to Tampa, Florida. My daughter met me there from Nashville, and we attended a good friend's holiday beach party in Sarasota. And it was absolutely a blast. And I intentionally left my computer at home. I had my phone. If anything really needed to happen, I had that. I was sharing and posting out on social media, certainly of, you know, lifestyle photos with my daughter, with our good friends at the party, different things like that. But that was about it. I was barely checking email, barely doing anything. And I don't know what happened, but I got so into living in the moment and being fully present, enjoying that time with my daughter. It's the first time I had seen her since September, right after she had relocated to Nashville, because she's literally living some 1,400 miles away from me now, and I don't see her nearly as often as I used to. Flew home on the 17th, had the 18th and 19th. The 18th, I did a little bit of catch up, but I also had meetings and things that my husband and I had to do because we're remodeling our kitchen. We're about to start remodeling our kitchen after finishing a big bathroom remodel. And so we had to get things done. We had to pick stuff out. And I'm married to a very analytical pilot who is very task-oriented. So when something needs to get done, it's not like it's going to sit around on the back burner for a while. It simply doesn't work that way in my house. So as much as I like to typically come home and use that very first day as my catch-up day, I didn't get a lot of that done. The next day, Wednesday the 19th, was my B&I meeting, and it was great. I did what I needed to do and then worked again on the 19th on a little bit of follow-up and some things like that. But I also was very committed to spending time with my husband because I hadn't seen him. I had been gone to Florida and I was leaving on the 21st, as was he, to go to California for yet another fun adventure. So I was also very focused on spending quality time with him. So I didn't get a whole lot done. The 20th, my daughter flew in. My daughter and her boyfriend flew in. We picked them up at noon and went to lunch, and the fun and games began. The next morning, the 21st, my daughter and I got up and drove to California and attended three holiday parties, including my book club holiday party, because I'm still a member out there and I go 3 to 4 times a year. And that's the beauty of having your own business and being your own boss and calling the shots, is that I have the ability to do that. And I'm so grateful for that. Well, we got home on the 23rd, so we left on the 21st, came home on the 23rd. My son came in on the 24th and stayed through the 2nd of January. And I just really kind of threw my hands up and said, I am living in the moment. I'm going to enjoy this. And even though it's somewhat at odds with what I had been promoting in terms of consistency, I knew it would be a good opportunity to cycle back around and say, the beauty of building an online business and a content-based business online using digital marketing tools is that I didn't have to be there every day. Leads were still coming in. I was still making product sales because of the stuff that I've put out there. So you need to focus on some consistency to begin with. And certainly during the holidays, if you don't have those type things in place, if you didn't have leads coming in and your business kind of came to a standstill because you weren't there physically present, that's a good indicator of what you want to focus on and what needs to be done to get those things out there. So that's what happened to me. And it brought me back around to my focus word for 2019, which is actually two words, and that is mastering practice. Now, I've had a couple people ask me why it's not practicing mastery. It's very intentionally mastering practice, because here's what I learned. Success is about consistency. Success is about setting up a group of single daily actions and mastering the practice of doing those. Those single daily actions that move us forward in everything in life are really and truly just your practice. You've heard about having a yoga practice. You've heard about having a personal development practice or a plan or whatever. For me, mastering practice is just knowing every day those exact steps that I need to take over and over again that I'm going to do that are the practice and the cornerstones of my business. And as long as I master doing those practices every day or the days that count, I'm going to get where I want to go. So for me, that involved me sitting down and looking at and prioritizing the areas of my life that matter most to me. And you've probably heard me talk about my 5 favorite F words. And those 5 words are faith, family and friends, that goes into one, fun, fitness, and finance. So again, my 5 favorite F words are faith, family and friends, fun, fitness, and finance. Those are the cornerstones of my life. Those are truly the cornerstones of my life, and they dictate the actions that I take to be successful in each one of those. So for me, in 2019, my number one priority is my marriage and the health of our marriage and the health of both of us. So that means my family and friends. I put that F word in there. That is number one. And the health of that and fitness. So those two areas, because under fitness for me falls a bunch of different things. Fitness means the food that I eat, the physical activity that I engage in, all of those type things make up fitness. Okay, those are all important to me. Intermittent fasting, bulletproof coffee, the things that I put into my body and the things that I do to enhance my body in terms of working out and being physically fit. Okay, so I know that for me this year, I need to put very clear boundaries around each of those areas. And within each of those five areas, there are subcategories. So faith is about my spiritual faith and my spiritual practice. It's about faith in the process, faith in myself and my own abilities, and faith to know that when I take these action steps, when I master the practice of what I want to achieve in my life, I have the faith that what I desire will show up. Okay? Under family and friends, my marriage is number one, my husband. Number two are my children. Then, of course, my extended family. Okay? And then friends, others that make up all of that. So family and friends has different categories, and the emphasis that I put on each one of those is going to be different. The practice that I place on each of those will be different. Then, of course, there's fun. Fun's a big part of it. Fun is one of my biggest values, because if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. So fun is a great one for me, because I figure out how to put fun into all of it. How do I put fun into my faith? How do I put fun into my marriage and into my family and into my friends? How do I put fun in my fitness? How do I put fun in the food and the eating that I do? And then how do I put fun in finance, which is one of my other F words? So fun is an easy one for me because I sprinkle it over the other four categories. The next area that's important to me, the next priority, is fitness. And we've talked about that. And the subcategories are certainly exercise, diet, sleep, wellness, and mental wellness too. And then my fifth F word is finance. And that's where my business, my career, and all of those things fall into. That all falls under finance. And they all weave within each other because I have faith that my finances are going to provide. I have fitness in my finances, making sure that I'm doing the steps to earn an income, that I'm investing wisely, that I'm being smart with my money. So when I look at these five priorities in my life, I can see how they all feed into each other and are intertwined. And I know that if I master the practice with each one of those, it's going to be great. So mastering practice is the practice are the single daily actions that I take in each one of these categories or each one of these priorities. What is my single daily action? What is my practice regarding my faith? What is my practice regarding my family and friends? What is my practice in having fun? What is my practice with fitness? What is my practice with finance? And then what is the consistency that needs to show up with each of those? What is the consistency? And for me, a big part of making all of those areas consistent are getting them into my calendar. That's a huge thing that I do. I've got to get things calendared. That's so important. And then it's simply rinse and repeat. So mastering practice is developing the single daily actions that I use in each area of my life and the consistency that I create to show up and play full out in each one of those areas. And as I mentioned, the calendar plays a big role in that. Plays a big role. So what I really want to encourage you to do is define your priorities. I mentioned my husband, Mark, and our marriage, and finding the fun in all of that. I had a really fun year last year. I looked back over it and I think it was 12 or 14 trips for fun. It was 14. I took 14 trips for fun and only two for business. That's a nice balance. I usually like to do one trip a quarter for business. And I will definitely accomplish that this year. I've got two business trips in the first quarter of the year, so I know that I'll be accomplishing that. But I managed to incorporate business into almost every trip that I take. So I want to encourage you to define your priorities. Define those areas of your life that matter to you, like my five F words. Okay, define those priorities. And then choose your word for 2019. If you haven't yet, choose it carefully. Post it everywhere and share it with others, okay? And then be very intentional. And then use it to measure the actions that you take against the goals that you have for each of those priority areas and then the results that show up, In the next two shows, I'm going to be talking about creating transformation to get what it is that you really, truly want. We'll be talking about transformation because that's a big part of it. My life and business transformed a lot last year, and I'm continuing that journey in 2019. So I just want to share with you what happened for 2018 and how it's moving forward for 2019. If you haven't joined us in the Dream 100 Challenge, now is a great time to do that. Go to jackiealmer.com/Dream100 and get yourself started with a consistency plan for growing your business and reaching out to those people in your center of influence and doing it away on social media as well as offline techniques that are going to make you stand apart. So that's it for today's show. You'll find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/331. And I look forward to sharing you in the next two episodes, sharing with you in the next two episodes, a little bit about transformation. For more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my social media success kit. Stop struggling with social media and start succeeding. I'll break it down for you into bite-sized pieces that make sense. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Instagram, @jackiealmer. And join me at socialmediabackstagepass.com for complete business plan development and social media coaching and training. I'll see you on the next show.